Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Sweet Goody here. Hi guys, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Tickle Lounge with me, your host, Sweet Goody here. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and let's get the whole introduction thing out the way so we get down to the nitty gritty, the juicy part about why you guys are listening in. So I just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. I have found out that we are over 2,000 listens. Yay! Thank you, guys. You guys are the best. You guys actually like hearing my voice and like the topics that I pick. I feel so humble and so proud, and I want to say thank you so much. And also, I want to say thank you for all those that actually inboxed me and actually sent me private messages asking about how my session went with my old play partner that was a cop. So I would talk about that later on in the show. So for those of you guys that do not know what this cool topic we're talking about today, tonight we are talking about public tickling fantasies. That's right. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about public tickling fantasies. And that can be anything from ranging from burying someone in the sand and, like, have their feet sticking out and you want to tickle their feet. It could be, like, being at the Renaissance Festival and having someone's feet put in socks, or that could be tying someone to a pole. It can be any type of fantasy that you have that involves public tickling. And for those that do not know what public tickling is, public tickling is just anything that is out in the public, as you can maybe an easier way to say out in the vanilla world where you are tickling somebody. That's basically what public tickling really is. And so I posted on my Facebook page and some of the tickling groups I'm part of because I want to know what other tickle files, people that have tickling fetish, what their public tickling fantasies are. So let's read a couple, shall we? So, we have Stephen Davis that writes, and I have some real wild ones. Tickling someone in the shower. Okay, that sounds really hot. I'm sorry. tied down on the bed or gently tickling their bodies with soft brushes. My tickling victims are nude, of course. Meth Black writes in, tickling my partner in socks and tickling her while she's tied up in a chair so I can live out the stuff I see in the movies and cartoons. Then Stephen Davis writes in again, actually, public tickling. I know someone who likes public tickling. A fantasy of mine would to take her out, tie her to a pole, and tickle her all over as people watch. I wonder who he's talking about. I think he's talking about me. Oh, that's lovely. That is such a nice compliment. We have Ms. Brooklyn Burke that writes in, I'm not big on public tickles as I find it a private and personal activity, which I can totally understand a lot of people do. But I certainly wouldn't turn down an opportunity if I came across a damsel in distress. That's what I'm talking about. Then we have Adam King that writes in, I always wanted to accidentally walk in the girls' locker room and then they all get mad and jump me. They pin me down and mercilessly tickle me. Being buried in the sand and tickle will be great too. So these are those that wrote in to give their comments about what their tickle fantasies are. So I'm going to let you guys know some of mine, but before I do, I have to tell you about my session with the cop. I mean, you guys have been dying to know, and I've been dying to tell you guys all week. So if you guys are not up to date about me and this cop, you're like, cop? What's this cop? Okay, so about 9 months ago, I put an ad on Craigslist about wanting to find a tickle partner because I was going through this very, 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 very heavy drought. I mean, if you've ever been in a drought, you know my feeling. You just, like, ache and earn to be tickled and want to play with somebody. So I posted out on Craigslist twice, people, twice. The first time, I got nothing but people that thought I wanted to have their penis tickle my throat, which I'm like, no, or they wanted to have sex with me. or just other crazy stuff because it's Craigslist. I should have known not to post there. And then I posted a second time because I was like, okay, maybe second time's the charm. And so posted a second time. I got roughly the same responses, except for I got this one person that actually had a tickling fetish that brought me back, and it was my cop. So we talked for a little bit, we met at Starbucks, and then we started playing together. And we played together slash, I guess you can kind of say, dated. So we played together slash dated for about 5 months. And then, poof, the cop disappeared. I know. You guys are all shaking your head like, why would he disappear, sweet? I asked the same freaking question. Why did he just disappear? Maybe there's something about me that just makes guys disappear. I don't know. I think I'm a fun, lovable play partner and really nice person and cute kind of person to date as well. So he just disappeared for 4 months. So I went through a 4 month drought. People, that's 120 days drought where I got no tickling whatsoever. And it's not like I didn't try to find another play partner, but there's a lot of guys out there in the tickling world in Atlanta that makes it kind of hard to even trust them to have you tie them down without you thinking that they're going to rape you or kill you or something. So I went 4 months without being tickled. Then he contacts me and wants to meet up and whatever like that. And he explained himself. I guess it was a valid excuse. But I wanted to play. So I told him, like, when we play again, you're getting destroyed even worse than I destroyed you before. And that's exactly what I did. I fucking destroyed his ass. And I loved every second of it. So he likes to be tied spread eagle. So we met at his apartment since he's a bachelor. We met at his apartment. I took the advice of one of my friends that told me to destroy him even worse, you know, tie him up nude and just like lather his body in oil, which is exactly what I did. I stripped him nude, tie his ass on the bed. I didn't get creative. Like, I showed you some of the positions from last week. I didn't get creative because I was just like, I just want to tickle the fuck out of this guy. So I stripped him nude, lathered his whole body in oil, which he knew that once I did that, it was going to go like shit. And so I just started to work him over for a good 90 minutes straight. Yes, that's right, people. 90 minutes straight. No breaks, no water breaks, no potty breaks. There was nothing. It was literally 90 minutes straight. Yes, 1 hour and 30 minutes straight of nonstop tickling with my tickle game and everything. With my nails, my mouth, my teeth, everything. And I drove him ballistics. I had him begging, begging, pleading, begging, whining, complaining, and begging by like 2 or 3 minutes. And then stopped because I didn't fucking care. And I made him promise me that he would never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, ever leave me like that ever again, 4 months of not having any tickling. And then he tried to make an argument like, I went without 4 months of tickling too. Bullshit. I don't care. I'm the one that suffered the most, in my opinion. So I tickled the shit out of him for 90 minutes straight, nude, and everything. And then my other friend, I took his advice, and he told me that when a guy actually comes, they're more ticklish. So I made him come. And then I tickled the shit out of him again for another 30 minutes. I know. I mean, I'm bad. I'm sadistic. But he deserved it. Okay, he deserved every second of it. He deserved every second of torture because that's what you get for not giving sweet piggy her tickling time and her play time. So don't mess with me, people. If you ever become my play partner and you desert me, I'm gonna get your ass like put on nonstop. And guess what we did the next 2 days? We met again and I tickled his fucking ass again. Hard in about an hour straight. Same thing. Totally nude, oiled up. the exact same thing all over again. So now he fucking knows that you do not desert me and you give me playtime. So we've been meeting up for the past 2 weeks. I've been getting playtime. So hopefully we meet this week, hopefully, or I just have to do the same process again. I told him that I probably wouldn't make it so bad if he just gives me what I want. So if he just gives me what I want, I wouldn't punish him so bad. But if you don't give me what I want, then I'll punish you. It's that simple. I mean, it's really, really that simple. And did I allow him to get me? Well, I'm going to get me for about 5 minutes. But that's all he was allowed to do because he was being on punishment. And being on punishment means you don't get to tickle me like you want to because he is mostly a lure. He's like 2% Lee and 98% lure. But I didn't fucking care because, once again, he left me 4 months, 120 days without getting any play and without getting any tickles. So that's what I did to his ass, and I'm very proud of myself, and I'm very happy. If you could look at me right now, I am Beat Glam. And I thought about being nice, and if we meet this week, if I haven't exhausted him out, because I kind of exhausted him out because he was complaining that he went to work exhausted, so I guess I feel bad if any type of crime was committed in Atlanta because he wasn't, I didn't have full strength, but I really don't care. But, yeah, he was texting me and said that I wore him out even before he got to work and how tired he was, and he had to work a 8 to 10 hour shift at work. But I fucking don't care. That's what you get for not giving me any playtime. So that's what happened during my session. And if you want to know more stuff what happened during the session, just send me an email or write me on Sweet Piggy on Facebook, Sweet Piggy Jones, or you can contact me through the radio page, Tickle Lounge. So, enough about that. I know that some of you guys are like, oh my gosh, it's totally boring what you talked about, Sweet. I just want to talk about fantasies. Or some of you guys saying like, hell yeah, talk about it more. But I can't do the whole show about that. But we have a caller calling in, so let's see what this caller has to say. Hey caller, how are you?
Good, good. And okay, like, and yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, that's
caller?
Good. Yeah.
Oh, okay, awesome. So, do you have something to chime in about the thing we're talking about, or chime in about my session where I destroyed the cop?
Okay, well, I got something on, like, the topic, the tickle fantasies.
Oh, okay, yes. So what is your public tickle fantasy, hon?
I got to say tickling a girl, like, in the stocks, you know, kind of like you see in the cartoons and movies, where sometimes the girl gets tickled with a feather or sometimes the dog licks her feet.
Okay, so that's what you want to do to a young lady.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. I actually like that fantasy. I just want that done to me. That's actually one of my fantasies. So you just listed one of my fantasies.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, like, and, okay, so, what about you?
Mine? Well, I have a lot. So, but I'm going to talk about them pretty soon. Is there any other fantasy that you have besides tickling a woman's foot and socks?
Okay, well, also, I want to do it just like they do in some of the movies where pretty much like you got to interrogate them. So, like, okay, like pretty much like sometimes I see movies that girls are interrogated to tell, like, where are their lovers, and sometimes where, okay, like, where are they having their valuables or, like, okay, and stuff like that.
Okay, so you want to do, like, an interrogation type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So, your fantasies are a woman in stocks and interrogation scene, correct?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and telling everybody that.
Yeah.
All right, so
yes,
you
yeah.
have... Oh, what? Yes?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, you have an awesome and tickly night.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh.
So as you guys heard it, we just had a tickle fowl called in and talk about one of his fantasies, which is, once again, it was a girl in stocks so that he can tickle her with a feather or with his fingers, and also doing the whole interrogation scene thing that you see in a lot of movies. So I'm going to tell you guys mine. But before I do, I know the anticipation is killing you guys. I have to let you guys know the background about why I chose this specific topic. Because if you guys heard last week, we were supposed to talk about tickle droughts. Well, when I was torturing and destroying the cop, after we got done, we were started talking about doing a little tickle talk, like him asking me, do I really get aroused by me destroying him? And, of course, I say, hell yeah. And I told him about the show and told him about how I'm going to tell everybody about how I destroyed him. And then we started talking about public tickling and whatnot. And so that's what kind of gave me this idea about doing the topic. So let me tell you some of the things that me and the cop talked about. So as some of you guys know, if you guys listened to me on my former show that I had on Tickle Chat, if you guys hadn't, that's okay. I get very, very, very aroused when I'm tickled in public. I don't know why. I really don't know why. But just something about it just excites me very, very much. I just love being tickled in public. And it doesn't take very much to get me aroused by it. It's just like someone just poking my sides, or just tickling my sides just a little bit. I get very, very roused, and I have actually gotten very wet orgasm from being tickled in public. And it's embarrassing to me, but it seems like guys love it. I don't know, you guys like it when girls do that. Mind blown to me. But guys like that. So I was telling the cop that one of my tickle fantasies is to be tickled at a music concert. So let me just set up the scene for you guys, because this is really, to me, this is really, really hot. I don't know if it's hot to you guys, but it's boiling hot to me. So imagine yourself, you can imagine me with you. So imagine me and you are at a concert. Doesn't matter who the fucking group is. I don't even care if it's country music, and I don't even like country music. Just put me in a concert. So let's imagine me and you are at a concert, right? I am standing in front of you, and you are standing behind me, and it's fully crowded, like fully crowded. Like you can't really even move very much at all because it's fully crowded. So you got the scene. It's whoever the musician is or whoever the band is, and it's totally crowded concert, and you're standing up, and I'm standing in front of you, and you're standing behind me, and you put your hands inside my waist. Yeah, so you just put your hands inside my pants a little bit where my hips meet at on both sides, and you just lightly, like, squeeze, and you lightly do a tickle. Oh, my God. Tell me that's not hot. And there's really nothing I can do. And I can't laugh, really, because we're at a concert, and that would disrupt everybody else. I can't really squirm all that well because it's a crowded area, but if you haven't seen my videos, you know that I'm so damn ticklish, and so, of course, I will laugh, I will squirm, I will fucking snort, even though I hate my snort, I will probably snort, and so, tell them that's not hot. Oh my gosh, that is so hot. Okay, that's hot to me. Maybe it's not hot to you guys, but it's hot to me, and then you move up your hands, and then you start poking and tickling my sides and my ribs. And for some unknown reason, I don't know why, maybe other people experience this too, but when I get poked, it tickles more than actually being tickled. Don't know why. I haven't figured out the anatomy and the science behind it. But for me, being, like, continually poked, it tickles more. I don't understand why. So just imagine you, like, you're poking my hips, and then you're moving up, and you're poking my sides, my ribs, and my tummy. And all this time, I'm trying to do this whole composure thing because we're in front of everybody, but it's not working. And I laugh, I squirm, and, of course, because it's in public, and it's hot, and it's really hot, I'm probably wet as you know what down there and probably orgasm already. And just that is just so hot. So that's one of my, that's one of a fantasy. That's not my only one. That's one of them. Be tickled at a concert, which I think will be so, so damn hot. So my second public tickly fantasy is to be tickled at a library. Oh my gosh. Tell me that's not hot as well. A place where you're supposed to be quiet, you're supposed to be studying, you're whatever you're supposed to be doing at a library, supposed to be reading, and you just, and the whole point is to be quiet. You're supposed to not even, you can hear a pin write. That's how quiet you're supposed to be, and that's how quiet usually the library is. And you hear people typing on the computer, on the internet, them doing whatever they're doing on the internet, usually so they're not looking at stuff on the internet that they're not supposed to be looking at unless they block it. But, so, here's another scenario I'm going to paint for you guys. Are you guys ready? You guys ready? Okay, I see you guys shaking your heads. So you guys ready? So, we're sitting across each other from the table. And I'm going to paint that it's spring or summer because I like wearing flip-flops and I love wearing sandals. So, I am wearing sandals or flip-flops. And I'm sitting across from the table from you. And we are pretending to read a book, or we have our laptops at, or our iPad, whatever you want to picture this scene as. So, I take off my sandal. I take off both sandals. And I place my feet in your lap. What do you do? Well, hopefully you give them a massage, because maybe I just want a massage. But no, of course you don't, because you have a tickling fetish. So you are not going to give them a massage. What you're going to do? You want to lightly either stroke my foot and slightly tickle it, or you're just going to go full on and tickle it. And, of course, we're at a library, and we're supposed to be quiet. So you do, like, this lock of my feet, and you start tickling them with one hand while you're doing something else with your other hand above. And, of course, I can't draw really attention to myself because that would be embarrassing, and that would probably get us kicked out. Tell me, that is not a hot scene. That is a fucking hot scene. Oh, my gosh. I never had that happen to me, but I want it to happen to me. Just like I haven't had the concert thing happen to me either. So I want those two fantasies to happen so bad. Oh, my gosh, I want to. So here's another fantasy that actually had happened to me. Actually had happened to me more than once, actually. So let me take another picture. We're at a restaurant. Doesn't matter the restaurant. Doesn't matter if it's a 5-star, 4-star. Doesn't matter if it's a Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, or a Hardee. So we're at a restaurant. I guess it does matter because you need a waitress. So we're at a restaurant that has a waitress. So let's say we're at my favorite restaurant, Red Robin. Okay, we're at Red Robin because I love the Burning Love Burger, and I love their groovy smoothies, and their never-ending fries are delicious. If you don't have a Red Robin near you, go to a Red Robin because it's good. So we're at a Red Robin. We're sitting at a booth because I like to sit at booths at restaurants because it's so nice and comfy. So we're sitting at a booth. Once again, it's spring or summertime. I'm wearing my really, really cute sandals and flip-flops because I own so many of them because I love sandals and flip-flops because I am from Florida. But we digress. So we are sitting at the booth. Once again, I take off my flip-flop and my sandal. I give you either both my feet or I give you only one foot. So the game that you tell me is that we're going to play a game. Remember, that sounds like the Saw movie. The Saw, how many 12 movies they came out with that one movie. But you tell me, like, we're going to play a game here, sweet. And I'm already excited and smiling and like, oh, what's the game? What's the game? What's the game? Okay, so you tell me that we're going to play a game. And the game is that I'm going to tickle your foot very, very lightly, and you can't laugh, and you can't squirm, and I only do it when the waitress comes over and she is taking my order and she's taking your order. And once again, you can't laugh, and you can't squirm, or else if you laugh or you squirm, I tickle your foot worse. Got the game? And I'm already excited already, okay? So the waitress, or let me not be biased, the waiter, the server, whether it's man or female, comes over and the game starts. And so you're lightly scratching my foot, lightly tickling my foot, and I'm trying to maintain composure and whatever, so the tickling does not get worse. I'm trying not to snort, which always happens. Try not to snort, try not to laugh, try not to do anything. So then I kind of hold my composure until the server asks me what I would like. That's when you change the rules and you start tickling my foot viciously. And there's no way I can order because I bust out laughing and try to compose myself and somehow get my order out, but you still keep tickling and whatnot. And so it just all falls apart from there. I actually had this fantasy come true. So I actually lived this fantasy out when I used to live in Florida. Would you like to hear it? Some of you guys are shaking your head, yes. So I'm going to go with the some that are shaking their head, yes, that you guys want to hear the story. So I had a play partner. He was a middle-aged gentleman that had two kids, and we were hanging out, and I told him this fantasy that I want to have done, and he said, okay, let's make it done. Let's do it. So we went to Steak and Shake. So if you guys are in different cities and don't know what a Steak and Shake is, Steak and Shake is basically a sit-down restaurant that serves, instead of hamburgers, they serve steak burgers. And their menus are basically very simple. It's like steak burgers, chicken tenders, and milkshakes and french fries. And do not eat their salads because it's disgusting. Okay, but they're famous for their steak burgers and their hand-spun or handmade milkshakes, which their milkshakes are really good. And they do different type of milkshake, like different flavors and side-by-side milkshakes and whatever like that. So that's Steak and Shake. For those that don't know what a Steak and Shake is, if you live in a state that does not have a Steak and Shake, which is, bless your heart, they're really good, especially their milkshake. Anyway, I digress. So we enter the Steak and Shake, and of course, we live in Florida, so everybody wears flip-flops and sandals year-round because that's the beauty of living in Florida. If anyone listening that's a foot guy, you need to move down to Florida because you would see feet like 365 days, 24/7, if you move to Florida, especially Tampa. So anyway, digress again. So we sit in the booth because I'm in the booth, so we sit in the booth, and we play it out. I slip off my sandal, or was I wearing flip-flops? I don't remember. I was either wearing sandals or flip-flops with my outfit. And so he put his foot in my lap. He kind of locked it in somehow, and he did the same thing. He's like, okay, so you can't laugh, and you can't draw attention to yourself when the server comes. And he only did it whenever I was about to order. He didn't do it whenever the server just came on. He only did it when I was about to order. So as soon as the server came over, she asked him what would he like to drink. He told her water. And then when I was about to speak, he immediately started tickling, and I just busted out laughing. And I'm like, oh. And then I couldn't stop laughing. And then the server's, like, looking at me crazy. And then I had to make it sort of like, I'm sorry. I thought of a joke really fast. Someone over there did something funny, and it was funny, and that's why I laughed. I apologize. I want a milkshake, strawberry milkshake. Thank you. And I said it really fast. And he shook his head like, tis, 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 sweet. You didn't compose yourself very well. Yeah, I totally failed that. So then we tried again. The server came back over with my milkshake and with his water. And then she asked us, what would we like to eat? So he told her what he would like to eat. Now it was my turn to tell her what I would like to eat. And I'm already freaking out, like, I'm not going to be able to do this. I was like, I already failed misery the first time, but this is so early hot. I'm going to try again. So I tried so hard to say really fast that I wanted something from their $4 menu and I wanted a number two. I said that really fast, and so the tingling wouldn't affect me so much. And at the very end, I kind of giggled. And then she looked at me like, I'm sorry, man, I didn't understand you. Can you say that again? I was like, oh, my God, are you serious? So, and then he tells me, like, I think you should slow down, hun. And I'm like, so I take a lot of deep breaths, and I say it very slowly, what I wanted, while he's tickling my foot, and I'm moving around and trying really hard to stay still, and I'm trying really hard not to laugh, and then finally she understands me, and when she leaves, I, like, put my head down, like, bust out laughing and snoring. And then once again, this kept happening every time the server would talk to me, and so she probably thought I was a tad bit weird, but it was so much fun. Oh, my God. It was so much fun. Oh, I would do it all over again in a heartbeat, which I kind of want to. But it was so much fun. And, of course, I was soaking wet when I got home. And I had to take a shower because I was, yeah, I had come and everything. So, once again, always tickling makes me hot. So, if you guys want to call in and tell me about your public tickling fantasies, I will love to hear that. And here is the number to call. So, you guys ready? You got your pen and paper? Ready to take it down? Okay. The number to call is 607-203-0741. Once again, that number is 607-203-0741. And you guys can call in and tell me about the rest of your public tickling fantasies. But since we have no calls coming in, I'm just going to keep talking about mine. I don't mean to be selfish, but I kind of am. So another one of my public tickling fantasies is that they don't do in the United States, shame on them, is the whole Renaissance Festival thing. I mean, how many of us have watched a tickling video that I think it's in Europe, and I think the country in Europe that does the stocks and tickling the women's feet, I think it's in Italy. But I'm not really for sure. I just know it's in Europe. But I really think it's in Italy. So every state, I believe every state, has a Renaissance Festival. I know they have one in Florida, in Tampa, where I used to live at, and I know they have one in Georgia, and I love going to them in hopes that I was going to find stocks so I can put my feet in them and be tickled by strangers, but of course, it never freaking happens. So, but my fantasy is that one day, okay, here's a picture. You guys ready for the picture? I see you guys shaking your head. Yep, you're ready for the picture. So, my fantasy is, picture this. I'm at the Georgia Renaissance Festival. Okay, I'm walking around with my friends. Of course, I'm walking with people that are into tickling. Hello. And so walking around, looking at all the shows, looking at all the games, eating my really, really fattening turkey leg that I probably shouldn't be eating. So I'm doing that. And then my friend, one of my friends, spots a pair of stocks near like the maypole thingy that they go around and say they're going around the maypole thing. So he's bought some stocks, and he's like, oh, sweet, look, there are some stocks. You should get in them. I'm like, I should and I will. So I get them. I get in them. And, of course, it's warm outside, so I'm wearing either flip-flops and sandals again. So they help me into the stocks, and they shut the door, and they kind of lock it. I was like, we should take pictures of this. They're like, okay. So take pictures with phone. Of course, you got to upload it on social media to look cute. So upload to social media. And so I'm like, okay, you guys can get me out now. And they're like, yeah, no. I'm like, why no? And so like, we want to have a little fun while you're in here. And we know this is one of your fantasies. So we're going to tickle the shit out of you. So they take turns tickling my feet in socks. And then the little stinkers, they have a sign that says, tickle now. She's been back. So there's actually people that are coming up and tickling my feet, and I start drawing in this crowd. And because everyone likes my reaction and everyone likes my snorts, I just get more and more people tickling me, tickling my feet and everything. And not only my feet, they tickle other parts of me. So, like, one person, like, holds my hands behind my back, and, like, people are tickling my thighs, my ribs, my belly button and everything, and my feet. And there's, like, sometimes there's, like, two people coming up tickling my feet, and then one person tickling my upper body. It's crazy. And this goes on for a good 2 or 3 hours. And that's one of my fantasies. I mean, is that not hot? Tell me that's not hot. Because you can't tell me it's not hot, because it's hot. It is so freaking unbelievably hot. It really is. I wish that it would just happen in real life and just they put some stocks in freaking United States. I don't know why they won't do that. Oh, makes me angry. So, my last fantasy that I will tell you guys tonight, before I go pick up my wee one, is, of course, I always want to be buried in the sand. Who does not want to be buried in the sand? Maybe because I am from Florida and I love, 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 love. Did I say love? I love the beach. So I always want to be buried in the sand. And me and my tickling group that I have in Florida, which is called Tampa Tickling Society, or abbreviated, you guys may know it as a TTS. So once again, if you are in living in Tampa or living in Tampa Bay area or do not live that far from Tampa, you guys should seek them out on Facebook and on FetLife, the TTS. I know that they had a munch today. So I really, really hope it went well, guys. You guys had fun at the munch. That's my little shout-out for the TTS. Woo! Go, TTS! Yay! So me and the TTS, the group of people that was in there at the time when I used to live in Tampa, which now I live in Atlanta, they were supposed, those little guys were supposed to go to the beach, whether it's Clearwater Beach or St. Pete's Beach or Indian Rocks Beach, I don't know, Siesta Key, anywhere, to just dig a hole and put me in it. And so they were supposed to tickle my feet at the beach. I don't know what happened. It never happened. And I was so disappointed that it never happened. Let me paint you this beautiful, beautiful picture with a little time we have left. So here's the picture. You ready for the picture? Okay, here's the picture. So I'm at the beach. I'm looking really cute in my bikini. Looking really cute in my bikini. Okay, so I'm looking really cute in my bikini. And, of course, I'm all around tickle fetish people. I'm all around my tickle files. I'm around my people. So I tell you guys that I want to be buried in the sand. I want to fulfill this fantasy. This is our chance. There's hardly anyone on the beach because it's almost the evening time, so there's hardly anyone on the beach. Put me in the sand, and let's fulfill this fantasy. And we can take cute pictures and upload it on Facebook and be really cute. So we start digging. I sit down and in the little hole that we made, and he buried me in, and I'm like, wow, you really can't get out of this. This is not a joke. The clips actually tell the truth. So, of course, my friends start tickling my feet, and they film it. One of my friends filming this, and another friend is tickling my feet. And, of course, once again, if you haven't seen my videos, I'm quite ticklish on my feet. And some reason you guys all like my snort, which I don't know why, because I sound like a pig. But I'm laughing and snorting and everything like that. And it starts drawing people towards us. And from it being like no one on the beach, now there's like 1,000 people on the beach. And everybody wants to turn to tickle me because, once again, they love my reaction. So the same thing happens again. There's like, there's men, there's women, there's little kids, there's couples all, like, tickling my feet, and this go on for like 2 hours until the police come or lifeguard comes and breaks it up and whatever like that. Not before they start tickling my feet either. So after they get done tickling my feet, then I get removed out of the sand. So those are my fantasies, guys. And I will love, did I say love? I would love, 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 exclamation point, caps, all big, bold, underline it. I would love to live out one of these fantasies. Just one. Doesn't matter which one I just talked about. Doesn't matter which one. I just want to live out one of these fantasies. Okay, so if you guys can make that happen, I will love you for life. And that's what me and the cop were talking about when I tickled the shit out of him. So supposedly, he's going to make it happen. I don't know. Maybe because I tortured him. I don't know if we're going to meet again since I tortured him for 3 days straight. Oh, well, not 3 days straight, but at least three times in the 2 weeks we've seen each other, I tortured him. So I don't know if he's going to meet me this week. Hopefully, he will. And I'll be nice, and I'll let him get me because that's only fair, and I am a nice person. I'm a fair person, so I'm actually going to let him get me. So next week, I don't have a topic for next week, but I can guarantee I will let you guys know about how the cop gets me next week. So I appreciate you guys listening, and I hope you guys have a lovely and tickling week. And I can't wait to share you guys what the next topic is going to be in the middle of this week, as well as letting you guys know what happened with the cop's revenge on tickling me. So you guys have a great night. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Love you guys. Bye-bye.